This is KUT. When Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine visited Texas earlier this week, he came with words of encouragement for a Democratic Party in a deep red state.
We always look at Texas and the Democratic family. The first time when I was Democratic Party chair, the first meeting we did, we brought it to Austin to show, hey, we're gonna go after Texas. And it's big and it's complicated and it's hard, but we're serious about this. We're serious about this.
And as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to possibly alienate voters and drop in the polls, some Democratic candidates are allowing themselves to dream of victory, as KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
One of those dreamers is Grady Yarbrough. He's the Democrat running for a seat on the Railroad Commission of Texas, the agency that regulates the oil and gas industry. Yarbrough's a retired school teacher. He runs on three main issues. One, he wants to limit oil and gas activity near population centers. Two, he wants to assure the safe transportation of fossil fuels. And three, he wants to ban railroad commissioners from taking industry contributions. Yarbrough's gone one step further on that last one. Election filings show he hasn't received a single contribution from anyone at all.
Absolutely right. I don't take contributions. So you can't accuse me of taking money from the special interests because I don't take campaign contributions.
Some people would say that you, if you seriously want to win an election, you need to raise money.
Yes, I'm because I'm about out of money. I've been spending my personal money up to this point, and I'm at a point now where I'm going to have to do something to go to the churches and ask them to take up a love offering or something.
That might not be legal, and it's probably not what the state Democratic Party wants to hear. Yarbrough has run unsuccessfully for a number of offices, and he's come under fire from some as a spoiler. But his difficulties are also a symptom of a larger problem for a party that's been out of state power since 1994, says Democratic political analyst Harold Cook.
That's been a long, long time, and it is not likely to attract the A-team. If Democrats had already won one statewide or won more than one statewide, you'd have a very different set of candidates running against each other in a primary election for the chance to be the Democratic nominee.
That's not to say some state Democrats couldn't ride the coattails of a successful national campaign. Cook says congressional seats where demographics favor Clinton will become more competitive, but he sees the Railroad Commission race tightening up.
Only if Trump is extremely unpopular and loses in a landslide nationwide.
That doesn't faze Grady Yarbrough.
Whatever the results at the end of the election in November, so be it. I live and die with it. That's just who I am.
He says he'll keep campaigning on his three main issues, and regardless of the outcome, he'll know he did it his way. Mose Bushell, KUT News.